Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Short sketches only. Part 2. We're back with a remix of sketches that are each no longer than 2 minutes. It's enough time for one joke, possibly three. No risk of a long sketch that goes nowhere, because that is the worst thing that can possibly happen. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner tonight?
I'm making shad roe.
Aw, Mom, not shad roe again.
Well, what do you want for dinner, Billy?
Duck a l'orange!
Oh, Billy, I don't have any idea where to buy duck.
Did somebody say orange duck?
Quackers?
Yes, it's me, Quackers the Duck. Does your family crave the cooked comfort of a roasted duck?
Do we?
But Mom just doesn't know where to get one?
You can't buy real duck anywhere, Quackers.
Gee, Billy, sometimes parents don't know anything, huh? If you want fresh duck, just go to that place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window. Because if nothing else, you know they sell ducks.
Thanks, Quackers.
Now I'm getting out of here before dinner time.
That place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window is a registered entity of the Woxing Wo Triad. Asking too many questions at that place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window may result in having your thumbs cut off. The Woxing Wo Triad is a wholly owned subsidiary of Apple Inc. Apple, think different.
That place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window. Look for the ducks in the window aisle.
Disaster preparedness tip number 12.
Familiarize yourself with the nearest emergency exit. Get to know it. Prop it open sometimes and smoke there. Leave packages in front of it so you know where they are.
I'm Gary Stetson with this week's Norwich Town Character. And today we're talking to Marty Corwin from the local animal shelter. Marty, you must love your job being surrounded by puppies and kittens and, I guess you have a few goldfish here.
Oh, we got everything. And I make a point of giving each one a name, even if they're not here long.
30 minutes earlier.
I am your god! Gaze upon me, ye creatures of my shelter! You shall live! And you shall not live!
Marty, be merciful unto them!
Silence, assistant god!
Intern god!
Sorry, intern!
But I could be an assistant god if you found money in the budget!
Gaze upon the hamsters! See how they fear me!
Back to the interview.
So how can members of the community help the local animal shelter?
Well, I know it's a cliche, but spay and neuter your pets. There just aren't enough homes for these animals.
Slightly off topic, is that a poster of Mr. T?
It certainly is. The local library was just going to throw it away, but it fits in perfectly here.
It says, I pity the fool who doesn't read Tolstoy.
And I do.
What were we talking about?
3 days earlier.
I will destroy all the ferrets unless I can find one honest ferret among them.
Found one.
Oh, good.
Back to the interview.
So if somebody wants to adopt a pet, when should they drop by?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Thursdays until 8. Also, we have pizza on Fridays. But don't just come here for the pizza.
Any parting words for our audience?
Just remember our slogan. Be a hero. Get a dog or something.
A revolution for daily life. A robot for the home.
I am Meebo.
Meebo.
A socialized robot that learns everything about you.
I found more stuff porn on the internet, the kind you like. Would you like a towel?
Meepo.
No judgments.
You've been staring at a teenage girl on Facebook for 45 minutes. Would you like me to bookmark that page?
Meepo.
No problems.
I see you're shooting up heroin. Should I block your mother's phone calls?
Yes, please.
Meepo.
No kidding.
Meepo, where can I hide a body? A small body.
Searching.
Just a path where you want to go.
I found more comparisons between you and Heinrich Himmler. Should I clear your schedule?
Meepo.
Demonstrators are converging on Planned Parenthoods across the country to protest against the clinic's practice of free cancer screenings. Our Richard Hertz has that story in downtown St. Louis.
Pro-life demonstrators are blocking the doorway at Planned Parenthood's cervical and ovarian cancer screening services. With me is protest organizer Carol Burford. Carol, why cancer screening?
Because cancer is not a choice. It's a living, growing thing, and God has blessed your body with it. Hang on a second. This is a picture of your unborn cancer.
Oh, shit, I got cancer?
For some, the struggle is personal. One woman who had a tumor removed when she was in college says she now regrets it.
My cancer would be 17 years old now. It would be going to the prom.
But a doctor inside the clinic says he just wants to prevent back alley chemo.
We're not anti-cancer. We just let women choose whether to keep their cancer.
But Burford says every cancer has a right to live.
Every tumor would develop into a viable cancer baby. And every cancer baby could grow up to be Jesus Christ or Tom Cruise. A lot of famous people started out as cancer.
This is Richard Hertz for the final edition.
Disaster preparedness tip number 47.
The best place to stand during an earthquake is the Caribbean nation of Barbados, which never has them. The safest place to stand during a fire is the Atlantic Ocean. And now, the waitress who can't take anyone's order properly.
Here you are, sir. Lobster ravioli with white sauce and a side house salad, no tomatoes.
Mmm, this is delicious. Thank you so much.
Wait, what? This is supposed to be the waitress who can't take anyone's order properly, but you didn't do that.
Sorry, I wanted to give a good service to make a better tip. I have a family to provide for.
God damn it, I have to do everything myself. Give me back that food.
No, I'm hungry.
I said give it to me. Let go.
Hey!
Now, what can I get you?
The food that I already ordered that you just took away.
Oh, this plate right here? There. There's your food.
And that was the announcer who pretended to be a waiter but turned out to be a real asshole.
And I lived up to that.
And now, a very special serious world news report from war reporter Toddler.
Dada, I'm here at the grown-up stuff. As you can see, it is bad with stranger danger. A constant barrage of uh-uhs and boo-boos have turned this once ha-ha go place into a no-no zone. Grown-up talks continue between the grown-ups and grown-ups, but with little progress toward okay happy smiles. At this point, many have worry tummy about whether one grown-ups will take ball and go home. Locals of Goo Goo Dad are frowny, filled with sad monsters, unsure if they will have enough wah-wah or num-nums to get through the Santa times. Dada, that appeared to be a boom-boom box very close to owie range. Going bye-bye now, my name is Dylan, and I'm this many.
This has been a very special Serious World News Report from War Reporter Toddler.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Hey, we got a sponsor!
Losing a loved one is never easy. At McDaniels & Family Mortuary, we'll help you through your grief. We offer low-price funerals, and we have an on-site chapel for wakes. We also have the McDaniels & Family Mortuary Guarantee. We'll give you 10 minutes to do whatever you want to the corpse, no questions asked. Other mortuaries will leave you alone to grieve with the body, but they have security cameras. At McDanielson Family Mortuary, we won't ask questions if your grandmother's wedding ring goes missing, or if it looks like you punched the dead uncle you always hated. We'll just apply makeup and carry on with the service like nothing happened. It's the McDanielson Family Mortuary Guarantee.
McDanielson Family Mortuary. 10 minutes alone with your loved one's corpse.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 6.
Just before a tornado strikes, the wind may die down, the barometric air pressure may drop, and the sky may appear a dark and greenish color. When you detect these signs, there is nothing you can do. There is nothing you could have ever done. You want to get LASIK eye surgery, but doctors aren't playing along? Then come on down to Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery. For years, doctors told me I couldn't have laser eye surgery because I smoke marijuana and I keep shooting up steroids. So I went ahead and did the surgery myself. And look at me now. I can see right through your friggin' head. Plus, I'm high, and I got muscles. Look at this one here. And listen to these other people talk about Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery.
I went to Donnie's once. Yeah, he sold me a bunch of flashlights and kept flexing and talking about how he met Jim Carrey one time. And actually, his Filipino grocery was really good. I got some adobo marinade and banana ketchup, which are kind of hard to find around here. Then again, Donnie isn't even Filipino. The whole thing was very confusing.
That's right. I met Jim Carrey. And here's another testimonial.
He advised me to stare directly into the sun. On the plus side, that was easily the best Filipino grocery I've ever seen. They had like 9 kinds of fish sauce.
That's right. Jim Carrey, the guy in the movies. So come on down to Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery. Like we say at Donnie's, you'll be peeing blood.
Donnie's DIY LASIK.
Mom, I'm home from school. Can I have a snack?
Of course, honey. Have some Oreos.
Boring.
Maybe chocolate Oreos?
Yawn.
Red velvet Oreos?
Seriously?
Pumpkin spice Oreos?
Meh.
Salted caramel Oreos?
Bleh.
Then how about crab dip Oreos?
What?
It's Oreo cookies with all the savory, salty satisfaction of crab dip. We take the classic Oreo cream filling and mix in lump crab meat, cheddar cheese, and a hint of Old Bay seasoning. Available in regular and double stuff.
What do you think of your cookies, honey?
Don't forget to refrigerate them. Crab Dip Oreos, in the same aisle as toothpaste M&Ms.
So, how'd your date go last night?
Okay for a while, but then I found out her last boyfriend was black.
Ooh! Well, I never had that problem with racistonly.com.
Racist only? You mean there's a dating site that won't let in black people?
Oh, they let in blacks, and Latinos, and Koreans, and Indonesians. Just as long as they also hate blacks, or Latinos, or Koreans, or Indonesians.
At racistonly.com, you'll find that special someone who hates all the same people you do. Just tell us which groups you hate, which is fun all by itself.
I just got messaged by a girl named Maria, but sorry, chica. This Chicano only dates dark-skinned Latinas.
Whoa, check her out. I thought I was the only one who hates people from the Principality of Andorra. Stupid tweeners.
And if you secretly fetishize races you hate, you can also hook up with self-loathing members of that community.
I believe the white race is a true race, but I also want to bang an Asian chick.
Great! I'm Tila Tequila!
So click on to racistonly.com, where love will bring you together. And hate.
You don't have to be lonely at racistonly.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 14.
During a terrorist attack, call a local radio station and ask them to play a terrorist-related song. Because of your situation, the station may be sympathetic and will be more likely to do your request.
Okay, son, time for bed.
Aw, read me some more, Dad.
No, it's very late.
Okay. Dad?
Yes, son.
Is God really dead?
No, Bobby. Nietzsche was just speaking figuratively. He was simply implying that existence is hopeless and life has no meaning.
Oh, so there's no hope?
Oh, there's always hope, Bobby. You see, Nietzsche died of syphilis, with his head rotting from the inside. Remember that talk we had last week about how sex can kill you?
Yeah.
Well, sweet dreams.
Dad, tell me the story about the man whose dreams were crushed by the clinging spider woman.
No, not tonight. Tomorrow.
Okay. Tell me about the gooks that kept coming and coming and coming.
Tomorrow!
Tell me again about hard time and how you weren't ashamed about what you had to do on the inside.
Okay, the three bears.
Goody!
Once upon a time, there were three bears. But they got under the wire. And I fell asleep. I shouldn't have been asleep. Don't sleep! Never sleep! I shouldn't have come back alive! Well, good night, son.
Night, Dad. I love you.
You don't know what love is!
Until you've had your heart ripped out by the pulsating tendrils of the Spider Woman!
U.S. manufacturing is on the rise.
I got up bright and early and argued with a guy on Twitter for 2 hours about Antifa, and neither of us knew what we were talking about.
Do you have any idea just how many full episodes of Barney Miller I found on YouTube?
I Instagrammed 47 pictures of my bagel. Look at it. Look at my bagel.
Somebody cloned my Facebook account. And at first I tried getting Facebook to remove them, but now I just want to know why the clone unfriended me.
I was on Snapchat for 12 solid hours, because I'm a star there.
America, we build things here.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 32.
If you run into someone who looks exactly like you, except for a star-shaped tattoo on the palm of their left hand, refer to them as Terry McFadden, because that's who it is.
And now the further adventures of
Slash Frontlow, Chainsaw Avenger.
Charlottesville, Virginia, August 12th. 2017.
White lives matter. White lives matter. White lives matter.
You know, I'll never understand why you guys want to celebrate traitors so badly. You don't see many statues of Benedict Arnold around here, do you?
What are you, Antifa?
Nope. While a broad coalition of groups, a significant number of Antifa are anti-government anarchists who look for any chance to stir things up. Me? I'm a fictional representation of the left's impotent rage against anti-American thugs like you.
So, you're a liberal pussy?
I'm not a liberal, I'm a leftist.
My inner!
Now where's the guy who rammed his car into a crowd and killed Heather Heyer?
You know, there are more socially responsible and appropriate ways to respond to tragedies such as these rather than listening to this garbage. I mean, you could speak out against white nationalists by writing an editorial to your local newspaper. Or you could challenge people you know who make racist and culturally insensitive jokes when they think no one is listening. Or you could probably...
Hey, Barry, It's not going to work. If they haven't done it by now, they're not going to.
What?
I'm being cut in half by
Slash Frontlow, Chainsaw Avenger.
Crazy Bill of Crazy Bill's Cars, and I've got a crazy deal on a Crazy Bill car. If you have bad credit, if you have no credit, if you have a documented history of borrowing money and moving to Poland, I want to loan you money on a car. In fact, if you have good credit, I don't want you. You're not cool. I'm only going to loan money to people who don't understand money. Then I bundle those loans into bonds and sell them off just like brokers did with mortgage securities before something went terribly wrong in 2008. Now look at this car. It's a 2014 Acura, real honey of a car. You don't need it. You can't afford it. It's yours for only $1,999.99. That's 6,000 easy payments. You cannot beat that deal. Someone can beat that deal, but you can't. Or how about this four-wheel drive Toyota pickup, perfect for the guy who never goes off-road or hauls lumber or actually needs a truck. Only 9 million easy payments of $19.95, and this truck is yours to sleep in.
I got a loan from Crazy Bill, and Crazy Bill sold that loan to a mortgage broker who sold it to a pension fund for nurses. And there's no fucking way I'm paying it. Everybody wins.
So come on down to Crazy Bill's Cars for an amazing deal you shouldn't get on a car you shouldn't have. I'm Crazy Bill, and I hate people.
Crazy Bill Cars have tailpipes that direct back into the cab.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 9.
When being attacked by an animal, try stirring 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a tablespoon of honey into a cup of hot water. Then drink slowly. If the animal persists in attacking, see a doctor.
And now, lesser-known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Hi, I'm Ron Tracy, and here are a couple of Hollywood stories that maybe you haven't heard. Johnny Carson once asked Betty Davis the best way for an aspiring starlet to get into Hollywood. Ms. Davis replied, "Take Fountain Street." Well, everybody knows that story, but here's something maybe you didn't know. It turns out that's actually kind of a dick thing to say. And a footnote to that story, a young actress happened to be watching the show that night, and that actress's name was Janet Hartzell. If that name sounds unfamiliar, it's because she never got a job in Hollywood because Betty Davis didn't help her. No one did. A couple guys raped her, though. Another funny story, Walt Disney once told a reporter that, quote, "I love Mickey Mouse more than any woman I have ever known." But less known is the reporter's response, which was, quote, "Jesus Christ, Walt, that is the saddest thing I have ever heard. Why would you even say that?" Unquote.
Those are just a couple of the lesser-known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. With the economy the way it is, it's no wonder thousands of seniors are getting reverse mortgages to take control of their retirement. Here's how a reverse mortgage works. When you call the experts at Reverse Mortgage, they'll tell you how a reverse mortgage works. And that's how a reverse mortgage works.
Call now and we'll answer such questions as, why does Henry Winkler have to do ads for reverse mortgages? Didn't he save any money from Happy Days? Don't they get residuals? He also directed and produced stuff, didn't he? Where's the money from that? Didn't I read something about reverse mortgages? Something bad. What was it? You could lose your house, right?
Soon, money will fall from the sky with no consequences. And let's face it, we all need extra cash these days. All of us. Seriously. All of us need money. Badly. Hey! Sit on it!
After a homeowner dies, their heirs either give up the house or refinance it to purchase the title from the reverse mortgage company. So taking out this loan is like applying clown makeup to a dying hospice patient. This is how the banks will take whatever they haven't taken from us already. And you're going to let them do it because you are weak and old and frightened. And let's face it, you have never read a contract all the way through before signing it. You have agreed to so many things you don't understand. Why even bother fighting it now? Just give your house to the bank. Give your life's work to the top 1%. They're going to get it anyway. They are building an empire, whereas you will leave nothing behind. No trace, no legacy. Just a vague memory of a frightened old man panicking at the end and giving everything away.
Powerball Lottery wants to know, what would you do with $1 billion?
I'd buy an army and kill everybody.
I'd finally get that abortion.
I'd move my favorite football team back to Los Angeles.
I'd kill Nicole Brown Simpson all over again.
I'd sew a cat's head onto a dog.
I'd have a second cup of coffee.
Harry never has a second cup of coffee at home.
I'd bring Hitler back to life.
I'd buy an island in Tahiti and have it gold-plated.
I'd probably break under the strain.
Powerball. A dollar and a dream.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 3.
There is no force of nature more dangerous than the human ego, except cats, when there are enough of them.
When you're curling down the Swiss Autobahn in the moonlight, you want the performance of a Cameron 260 SG with 523 horsepower, keeping you on the road and off the grid. But you don't live in Switzerland, and you don't drive there. You live in Inglewood, California. And when you're poking along at 5 miles an hour down Interstate 405 by the airport, wouldn't you rather do it in a $200,000 car that burns a gallon of gas every 15 minutes? No, that's stupid. That is a stupid purchase. The guy you see driving in this ad? He is an idiot. The Cameron 260 SG. Please buy it. We have families.
So that was all written by Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, Keith Salterjanes, Jonathan Grant, Alex Schmidt, Joe Davis, and Kurt Weitzman. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus John Gutierrez, Amber Petty, Leslie Shapira, Miko Dapron, Kate Signala, Bridget Fitzgerald, Jim Earle, Jeff Hendrick, Steve Rosenfield, Ebby Parker, Samantha Gerwitz, Mike Besaw, Matt Wilkie, Savannah Brown, Chase O'Donnell, Gil Barron, Mike Upchurch, and Leah Krinsky. It was all produced and engineered by Barry Lank, technical help from the mighty Kurt Carlson, lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. The final edition was created by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra way back in 2012 or so. We'll be back in a week in 2019 with new sketches. Good night!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.